Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you realize how blessed we are? How incredibly blessed we are as a congregation, as a community of faith. When I was talking to you at the beginning of worship about this little vacation that I'm taking, do you remember what I said about who would be covering things while I was away? It was a lot of people. For worship on Sundays, we're honored to have one of the assistants to the bishop, Pastor Catherine Buffum, coming. We're honored to have two of our ministerial partners here at Bethel, Pastor Yansu Kim and Pastor Berhanu Waldemiria. Stop and think about just how beautiful that is. That simple little gesture that when these people heard that I was going to be away for a bit, that they were willing to step up and take on those responsibilities. We are so blessed. We are part of such an amazing community. The fact that if something goes wrong, and nothing will, you're all going to be very healthy while I'm away. Please. But the fact that Pastor Chris Hogstead from Light of the Cross in Bothell and Pastor Pam Russell from Prince of Peace here in Shoreline, Pastor Julie Joson and Pastor Tim Olson from Edmonds Lutheran in Edmonds, and Pastor Anya Hellman from North Lake Lutheran in Kenmore, that without batting an eye, they were all willing to say, yes, I will be available. And Pastor Malcolm Brown of Yet to Be Determined. He's in the middle of changing calls. Stop and think about how amazing that is. It's so easy to take that for granted. I know I do sometimes. It's so easy to forget of what a miraculously large body of Christ we are a part of. I've told you so many times about how I continue to be amazed at the ways that God is at work here. And one of the things that continues to amaze me is the ways in which God takes something that is familiar and transforms it so that it still speaks to us today, and that we can find new ways for it to be meaningful. You know what? Actually, before I show you, did anyone notice that Archer was a little frustrated with me this morning? A couple of you did. It's because I have something that he wants. I have it here in my pocket. And I will show it to you. Can you tell what that is from where you are? This is a 1977, and I know it is because I just checked the imprinting on his leg a moment ago. This is a 1977 Darth Vader action figure from when I was a little boy. My folks are cleaning out their garage and they came across a box filled with old stuff of mine. And Darth here was in the box with a bunch of others. And so I cleaned him up and I cleaned up the others and I gave them to the kids yesterday. They were pretty happy. I got some major cool dad points for that one. But stop and think about how weird it is that this 30-year-old toy, oh wait, it's more than that, it's 38 years old. When did that happen? Interesting. That this 38-year-old toy is still meaningful and relevant to a 3-year-old 2015. It's easy to take that for granted. Logically, there's no reason for that. There are plenty of toys, plenty of pieces of pop culture that were popular in the late 70s that my kids could not care less about. I'm sure I could hand them Donnie and Marie Osmond record, and they would have no idea what that was. Not just the Donnie and Marie Osmond, but the record as well. There's all sorts of things from back then that wouldn't matter. But over the years, this silly little science fiction story has found ways to reinvent itself, has found ways to expand its story, find ways to still speak to people even as generations have changed. And so as a result, 38 years later, my 3-year-old son doesn't want to talk to me in the morning because I borrowed one of these little action figures. I will give it back to him. I'm not planning on keeping it. But think about if something like this could be, continue to be relevant. How much more so something as meaningful as the gospel? I mean, this is, in the greater scheme of things, nothing. Don't get me wrong, I'm a giant geek, but still, it's nothing. But the gospel, the good news that we are loved and valued by God, the good news that there is something more meaningful to life than just being. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there's ways to continue to have that speak to people today. And we continue to find ways to do that. Ways sometimes that we don't even expect or even understand that that's what's going to happen. I had a meeting last night with a couple of the representatives from the really large Saturday night AA group, the Jaywalkers. For those of you who don't know, the Jaywalkers have been meeting at this church for 20 plus years. And I was meeting with them because due to their size, I wanted to touch base with them about any changes here. And I wanted to talk to them about the possibility of coming with us into a new location. And they were very favorable to that. Was great. But while we were talking, I also talked to them about this tent city thing, about that small tent encampment. And I will be honest with you, I brought it up to them kind of scared as to what their reaction would be. And you know what they said? As soon as I brought it up, both of them, their exact words were, "Awesome! I love it when churches do that." And we went on and we ended up talking for the next 15 minutes about their own experiences of faith. I don't usually get into that with some of the 12-step groups because I don't want them to think that that's my ulterior motive. But if they're going to bring it up, you bet I'm going to engage. We continue to find ways, God continues to find ways to transform us. Continues to find ways that we can make this old story, this 2,000 plus year old story, still connect to people today. We can never lose sight of that. Constantly reminding you, what does it say in Scripture? Be not afraid. I have another toy in this pocket. It's in the same box. It's not as in good of shape. It's actually in 3 pieces. I need a small rubber band so I can fix it. I don't know if you could even guess what this one is. Okay, can anybody see that? Oh, his legs fell off again. That's just awkward. Can you see that at all?
I couldn't do that.
It's okay if you have no idea what this is. This used to be one of my favorite toys as a kid. This is Luke Duke. This is Luke Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard. I used to play with Luke and Beau all the time. My bike as a kid was dressed up as the General Lee. Believe it or not, I've been thinking about this show and thinking about those boys, the Duke boys, a lot the last several months, and it's not because of the whole flag thing. It's actually had nothing to do with that. The reason I've been thinking about them a lot, the reason I wanted to show this to you right now, was what happens in every single episode of that show. Same thing happens in every episode. Duke boys get themselves in trouble. The sheriff chases them. And then at some point, the bridge is out. Right? And what do? Every time when that bridge is out, they put the pedal to the metal. They slam their foot down on the gas. They go heading towards that bridge, which of course is now set up as a ramp. They hit that ramp and they go flying across the river. They do that, you know, yee-yee-yee-haw. If you really want, I'm from South King County, I can actually make that sound pretty well. And then they land safely on the other side, and there's that jolt, and they laugh, and they keep going. And what does the sheriff do every single time? He panics. He hits the brake. And he hits that same ramp, and he goes careening into the river. You would think they would have learned over the years. But I have thought about that image so many times as I have thought about the ministry of this community, and I mean this in a good way. Be not afraid. Yes, at times it seems like we are speeding towards something that is scary. And at times it feels like we don't know what is on the other side. But we have a promise from God that we are going to clear that gap. And we are going to land safe and cleanly and keep on going. We are not going to be like that silly sheriff who hits the brakes and winds up upside down in the water. The ministry of Bethel Lutheran Church continues to be vital. Because it isn't the ministry of Bethel Lutheran Church. It is the ministry of the church. It is the ministry of Christ. A ministry that is more valid and more accessible than a 38-year-old sci-fi fantasy trilogy plus. We won't talk about the prequels. And a ministry that is more inspiring than jumping across a river. As I've told you so many times, God is not done with us at all. And I would ask you to continue to hold not only this place, but all of our partners, the partners who operate from this site, and the people who minister in the wider community beyond these doors. Hold them all in prayer. And recognize that God's will is great, and that God's name can and will be praised. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, for the challenges that you have given us. We thank you for the opportunities to respond in faith. We thank you for the opportunities to find new ways to share your message, to continue to speak to people today about your love. We ask you to bless this community and the wider one of which we are a part. We ask you to help us to continue to find ways to go outside our comfort zones and our doors. We praise your name in all that we do. And we lift up to these things to you, trusting in your forgiveness and healing through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.